Yeah, so number three in this video, I just put on a pullover and started making some coffee. There's things I want to do, but I've got to make this video while the idea is in my head. Now, think about the genius of the situation of BitChute. You set up something that claims it's going to be about freedom of speech to attract all the people like me who have either already been kicked off YouTube. I was one of the first people kicked off YouTube. Who have either been kicked off YouTube already, the lamestream online media platforms, they've either been kicked off already and banned for life, or they're looking for an alternative where there won't be censorship. So you promised them that 5 years ago. It's what BitChute did. Now remember, the notice you get on BitChute is a BitChute notice. It's not a redirection to some other site saying you've been censored and this site's. There's not a redirection to a third party saying that BitChute is being censored. It's not BitChute that's being censored. Yeah, keep this clearly in mind. BitChute is censoring. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not a lawyer. And I don't want to be a lawyer. I don't want a lawyer. Yeah. I want to get to the truth. I want the Elentrus. Yeah. Socratic dialogue with somebody. Okay, one, BitChute, how fucking dare you insist on having the last word and giving no right of reply? Yeah, how dare you assume the right to slander someone with such broad brushstrokes, to libel and slander them criminally? Yeah, because incitement to hatred is a crime. To criminally slander someone, to make false allegations about somebody, because the incitement to hatred has legal is a legal term. I've talked about it in tried to be philosophical about the term, but the term's a legal term, has certain legal meanings. Yeah, it's not being used in the way that I talk about it, in the logical anyway, I won't go back into that, but I've made videos saying yes, if the government wants people to stop people hating it, it should stop inciting them by murdering its citizens, yeah? Incitement to hatred is a term like anti-Semitism, has very narrow meanings in the legal sense. Very legalistic, typical Cult of Judah, legalistic, narrow meaning, yeah? Remember, that's how they're using that term. When BitChute accuses me of the crime of incitement to hatred to the entire world, to anybody who looks up my name on the Google, for example, anyone who searches my name and gets the BitChute link, BitChute itself, not some third party, but BitChute is making the criminal allegation that I'm committing a crime of incitement to hatred. Yeah, that I've committed that crime. Now think about why they do. Think about the genius of this situation. They lure people like me to their platform. I load 1,400 videos over 5 years. So, and the plan is that at the end they can just censor the entire life's work. But not just that, they didn't need to set up the platform. I was already censored. So why did they set the platform up? Yeah? It wasn't just to censor me because I was already censored. No, it was to make the criminal libel and slander. To make criminal allegations against me and then give me no right of return. Think about that. What that does to your public reputation. If the thing that people find about you online when they look for you, and that's what people do, is a censored BitChute channel. It's not censored because they don't censor, remember. It's a BitChute channel that has been shut down and with a loud allegation, proclamation that this person has committed the crime of incitement to hatred. Yeah? So what sort of person that we're dealing with here? So think about the genius of that. Yeah, it just occurred to me. This is why BitChute was set up in the first place. And remember, it's not some third party that's censoring BitChute. It's BitChute that's censoring us. Yeah? BitChute, the company, is censoring us. It may claim it's complying with some international laws in different places. But think about that. Since when was it, okay, and yeah, they did make it they did threaten legal action against the platforms if the platforms weren't extremely, extremely careful, didn't err on the side of censorship. So, whoever's behind the whole thing, who allowed BitChute to either actually set up BitChute itself or allow BitChute to operate, does anything happen by accident in the Cult of Judah 3,000-year plan? Or is there any accident they don't take advantage of and seize upon opportunity-wise? Whereas we don't seize upon any opportunity, it seems. They seize upon every opportunity. So, there you go. I was lured to BitChute by the promise of freedom of expression, and they've used BitChute. Either it was planned in the beginning or now they're using it in this way. And BitChute have to consider this. If BitChute are genuine, then what BitChute will do is make no statement. BitChute will post some error saying this channel is not available. This is my statement to BitChute. If you're genuine, if you're not disingenuous in everything you've claimed, if you're genuine, the very least you can do is stop, is not play their game and not actively, criminally slander and libel and make criminal allegations for the entire world against somebody and not give them the right of reply even. Yeah, so BitChute, if you're serious, you've got to take down those incitement to hatred posts and those Holocaust denial hosts, and you have to replace them with this channel has been removed. Yeah, or this channel has been sent, to be honest, if you're going to be really honest, say, under international law, some nations require us to censor this content and this entire channel. That would be honest. Yeah? It's not accidental that the words chosen that have been given to you, I suggest, these words, incitement to hatred and Holocaust denial, were given to you. I don't know if they're being forced upon you, but you could make some attempt, yeah, to not be used as a pawn, as a prostitute for the Cult of Judah. But yeah, you think about that. Think about how angry it makes people when you always have the last word. And what about when you don't even give them the right of reply? This is the old trick of the Cult of Judah newspapers. Yeah? They slander somebody and then they print somewhere in small print, you know, 8 weeks later or 2 months later, some retraction. Yeah? Which nobody will read or pay attention to. So in the past, unless you had your own newspaper like the National Socialists did, unless you had your own newspaper and founded your own newspaper, or like Henry Ford did, you had no chance of replying to the slander, to the lies. Yeah? And BitChute now, that's the other thing I'll suggest to BitChute. Why don't they set up a separate channel that redirects where I get a chance to put my case as to why the terms that applying to me with this really broad brush are inappropriate. How about that, BitChute? Yeah, if you're serious. So it takes time. Anyone who thinks you can have a full-time job or even part-time jobs running around working and then still be free to think all night, because that's what I was doing, all night my brain has been active, and then this morning these insights come to me. There's no way you can do that sort of work, that sort of activity in a normal life, in a normal situation. So anyone who says, oh, I know people who go around the world doing odd jobs and surviving. Yeah, sure. If that's all you're doing is doing odd jobs to survive, sure. I could get work, then go home, go back to the pub with the people I work with and get drunk, eat well, drink well, sleep well. Maybe not sleep so well, but eat well, drink well, sleep enough to get up the next day to do some work. I could do that every day and become an alcoholic and just cruise through life that way, doing the minimal work required of me. Yeah. But you can't do intellectual work that I'm doing. This is what I'm trying to explain with the inconvenience of insights, etc. You can't spend all night thinking and then sleep through and wake up suddenly with the idea and then get up and just pick up your phone and make videos when the insights come if you're trying to read a sort of regulated life. Yeah. You need what people must call leisure. The reason why the upper classes and the upper socioeconomic groups and the cult of Judas Priest have won this war is because they have been the ones with the luxury of leisure. And they have used that leisure not to become fat, not to become sex addicts, not to become drug addicts, not just to get more cars and more houses and chase after women and men and have bigger families and bigger houses and bigger cars. They've used their leisure intellectually. Yeah? It's not accidental that they come up with all these brilliant ideas. Anyway, ciao for now.